News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Playing Name That Tune. That was Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. And I don't know, perhaps you've heard, there's been some trouble at the airport, and not just any one particular airport, but airports all across Canada and the United States. It is just a mess out there. People traveling over the Christmas holidays have just been met with delays and cancellations and forced to sleep on airport floors. It is a terrible situation. Let's hear a little bit of audio of stranded passengers in Cancun complaining to front desk people. Check this out.
You guys get paid for this. We are the ones sleeping on the floor. No hotel, no food, no water.
We paid for this ticket. We are not free passengers here. Okay?
Yeah, please call the authorities.
You want us to move? Get us the hotels. Okay? We are civilized people, okay? You understand
this
that?
This is unhumanitarian.
I understand.
You understand?
If you understand, then
how can you ask us to leave then? If you understand that?
I mean, ask for the airport. It's not
what?
The airport. Then give okay, us get hotel. The, get the authorities
here. Get the authorities here. Whoever is giving you directions, bring them here.
Yes, sir.
And that is mild compared to some of the clips that we filtered through before we chose one to play it for you. So to kind of get to the underside of this, we've invited John Gradick, faculty lecturer and coordinator of the Aviation Management Program at McGill University. He's an expert in commercial airline management. We've invited him on to shed some light on this. And I mean, you can understand why people are so angry, but how did it get to this? John, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm nice to.
It's nice to speak to you. So, John, is this just a situation caused by bad weather, or is it also a failure of management?
Well, that's just the perfect storm. Mm. What happened in Vancouver last week kind of spilled over into the rest of the continent, really. The U.S. has been hit. Canada's been hit. Airlines have been hit every day. And, you know, it came at the wrong time of the year in order for passengers to be able to find some way out of these cancellations and delays because flights are full. And, mm-hmm. you know, flights are full for months for Christmas week. So as much as airlines have basically had to cancel flights because they ran out of crews or that the airplanes were in the wrong airport, flight cancellations were inevitable. Problem is that, you know, you have these passengers who don't have a chance of getting on another seats that are open. Mm-hmm. And that's the big issue, is that, you know, the airlines have decided months ago, you know, in September, in a beautiful sunny fall day they had, to really load up a Christmas schedule. And they loaded it up, and the planes are flying full, and there's no downtime available on these airplanes. And the airlines have had to really shuffle fleets around to be able to provide service. So guys like Sunwing or guys like WestJet don't have much flexibility, neither has Flair or Lynx, to be able to age airplanes, particularly put a bigger airplane, because they only have one type of airplane.
Right.
Air Canada does have the ability to take, you know, some bigger airplanes and age it to provide an extra couple hundred seats on the flight. But that's the exception rather than the rule. And if you're in Mexico, if you're in the Caribbean, in Florida or the U.S., you know, you might have to wait before the airlines are able to get either their own airplane or charter somebody else's airplane to come in and do a rescue flight.
It seems that Sunwing has made a particular mess of things, and it turns out they have inadequate computer systems. I mean, this to me just feels like a failure of, like a systemic failure, a failure of management. They must have known that if something goes sideways, that they weren't going to be able to handle the repercussions of that, and yet they didn't. That to me seems inexcusable.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, there's an even worse case happening south of the border, southwest. And, you know, over 50% of their flights have been canceled in the last 3 days. They've got hundreds of thousands of passengers disappointed. And even the Secretary of Transportation in the U.S. basically said, wait a second, this is totally unacceptable, and we're going to have to investigate. And we may have to put fines in place to basically let the airline industry know that you weren't prepared, that you did not stress test your systems and your people and your planning to be able to handle this eventuality. Winter happens. Storms happen. And I think that's where, you know, Vancouver was a prime example of a situation where as the CEO of Vancouver Airport is apologizing profusely and offering 400, you know, hotel rooms and cots through the building on Thursday in Vancouver. Where was Vancouver Airport on Monday night and on Tuesday when we had passengers waiting 10 to 12 hours on an airplane? The airport was not prepared. And I think that's a failure of management, as you mentioned.
Will things change, or is what's happening right now sort of going to become status quo moving forward?
Oh, I think it's going to change. But, you know, heads are going to have to roll, in my opinion. You know, we can't basically have a repeat performance. As much as a minister, you know, I attended a conference in the end of November, I believe, with a minister with all of the heads of all the airlines in Canada. And he was very explicit at that meeting, saying we will not have a repeat performance of what happened in July, August, happen to us again Christmas. Do you understand that? And that was very, you know, that's somebody sticking their neck, making a statement.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It happened. And so, as much as we're going to try to blame, you know, DPDP weatherman on this, there's only so far we can take the weather, because we know winter happens, so.
Yeah.
Be ready for it.
How is it that the airlines seem to be the only industry that can treat their customers like cattle, charge them a fortune, and get away with it?
Oh, well, we're not going to skip that one, are we? You know, it's something that, you know, when you talk about the industry itself and how the industry has positioned itself and how they kind of created a mantra around themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they're not an organization. They're not an organization that really prides themselves on customer service.
Right.
Customer service to them is basically just getting the airplane out, you know, heck with the accoutrements that we may have been used to in the past. You know, they're looking at cutting costs left, right, and center. They got to beat Air Canada. WestJet has to compete with Lynx and Flair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to have a product that's slimmed down. And they're slimming down customer service by a significant amount. So waiting for 4 or 5 hours to get an answer at a call center is becoming the norm, which is not going to be something that we're very proud of as an industry. And I think something's going to have to give to that to change.
Well, communication is key. I mean, communication is key in any business. But it has been, I think, the experience of a lot of people this weekend. It has certainly been my experience when traveling and getting stranded places, that communication isn't always on point. And, I mean, I would think that at least tell us what's going on. If you tell people what's going on, you give them an idea of what's happening, it relaxes people to a certain extent. They still might get a little upset, but at least you're talking to them. Why can't the airlines seem to get that right?
Well, I think that it's a question that the airlines, the staff at the airport that are dealing with passengers face-to-face, eyeball, yelling and screaming, haven't got a clue as to what plans are going to be for the airline in the next hour or so. It doesn't make any sense for you to get up with the agents. It really is somehow a getting your voice heard management level. And there's no process to do that. I think that, you know, there's a feeling in the airline system, and it's been, you know, getting worse as time goes on, is that we need some management representation at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure there's visibility of that management. Like, where was, you know, this general manager of the airport? Where was the VP of customer service? Hawaii? Florida? Barbados? I have no idea. But I went around, and the CEOs ducked as well. And, you know, and it's really a sad state of affairs. You know, you're left defending your... your airline operation and leave passenger at the airport to defend doing what you're doing.
John, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. We're out of time, but I appreciate your insight.
Richard, anytime. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. That was John Gradick, faculty lecturer and coordinator of the Aviation Management Program at McGill University. Do we have that 9-second clip number two? People chanting. Do it. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. Stay with me.
Get us home!